Welcome and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. It's Alison here and I'm delighted to share God's word with you today. You know, when I go on the website for the San Diego Fellowship, I read Acts Now Fellowship, living the Book of Acts today. And this is a fantastic goal to attain to. And I'd like to share from Acts chapter 4 today. And before we go into Acts 4, let me briefly remind you of the context. Acts 1:8, Jesus Christ said, "Ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses." This power was to be the dynamic witness. Acts 2, Pentecost, that power was shed forth. They were all filled with Holy Spirit. Nobody was missed. They spoke with tongues. Acts 3, Peter and John, they went together up to the temple and they healed the lame man. Peter said, "I don't have money, but such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." A dynamic, fantastic, powerful healing. And then Peter stood up and responded with a great sermon and calling people to repentance. Then we come to Acts 4. The authorities were not pleased at all. They were grieved that Peter and John taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Acts 4:2. So they put them in the hold and then brought them out the next day to answer for what they'd done. Acts 4:7. When they'd set them in the midst, they said, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke to them. Verse 10, "Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole." And just for the sake of time, you can read the whole chapter, every verse later, but I'll miss occasional verses just so I can get to where I'm going quicker. Verse 12. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved." And here we see Peter with a great sense of urgency saying quite clearly, "You must be saved and there's no other name. It has to be Jesus Christ." He says it most plainly. Verse 13. "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men." You know, in another translation, instead of unlearned and ignorant, it says unschooled and ordinary. They weren't highly educated people. They were unschooled or kind of ordinary. But when they saw the utter boldness, the confidence of these men, how they moved in the power of the Holy Spirit and how they spoke, they marvelled and they took knowledge that they'd been hanging out with Jesus. And it shows if you hang out with Jesus. "Beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing." Then they started to dispute. "What are we going to do? What are we going to do?" Verse 18. "They called them, commanded them, don't speak at all, nor teach in this name of Jesus." And what a great that truth that is, the power in the name of Jesus Christ. "But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it's right in the sight of God to hearken to you more than unto God you judge. These men were just on the cutting edge of obeying God. And they were not going to be moved. And to be judged by people was meaningless for them. Verse 20, Peter said, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." I think this is fantastic. One translation has verse 20, "We cannot help but speak the things which we have seen and heard." For Peter and John, they had no options. They had no options. And you know, when I was listening to Bob Linfield's sharing on the 2nd of December, he taught a sharing on ministering successfully to the saints. And he shared an incident about how he was in the military. He was ministering in a hospital, fellowshipping with people, giving out the power of the gospel, the power of the word, the greatness of God. And the chaplain, who was actually a captain, so he was higher in authority than Bob, who was a lieutenant, he called him into his office. He said, you can't be doing this, Bob. You can't be doing this. And Bob said, "I can be doing this. This is right that I do this, that I fellowship, that I offer people the word of God, the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ and to listen to the word and to believe." So Bob said no to this higher authority. And when I heard that incident, I thought of this verse, Acts 4:20. For Bob, at this point in his life, he couldn't help but speak. And nothing was going to stop him doing God's will in the situation he was in. There was no option for Bob at that point. The same as Peter and John here, Acts 4:20. You see, it's sad to say, but for a lot of Christians, they can turn the message off and turn the message on. Turn the message off, turn it on. And we have to honestly ask ourselves, do we have another option? Or can we be like Peter and John and say, I cannot but speak the things which I know to be true. The power of the Holy Spirit, the healing realization of Christ being ministered. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. For Peter and John, there was no option. Verse 21, so they threatened them, but nobody could say anything because the miracle was so dynamic. Verse 23, being let go, they joined the other believers and they prayed. Verse 24, Lord, thou art God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Let's remember who God really is when we pray. Look at verse 25, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? And here we are in December 2020. Is the heathen raging at this time? I think he is. Are people imagining vain, ridiculous things today on media and in all forms? Globally, absolutely. But they continued to pray. Verse 27, of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod, Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles. Now, Lord, verse 29, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. That is just such a fantastic prayer. Peter Peter asked for more boldness. But that's what got him into trouble in Acts 3. But he asked for more of that which got him into trouble. Peter didn't pray for fancier words. He didn't pray for personal favour. He didn't pray for political favour. He prayed for all boldness. Isn't that fantastic? And if there's ever a time that we need to be bold, to be more courageous, it's now. Not obnoxious, not offensive, bold. Bold. You know, there's times when we compromise our own faith in order to take a safe route and not cause conflict. But Peter prayed, greater boldness. That which caused problems, increase it. Through our own cowardice at times, our lack of faith or whatever, we allow the world to dominate us. And this really shouldn't be. They prayed for all boldness to speak the word of God. Verse 31, when they prayed, the place was shaken. They were all filled with Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Isn't that fantastic? God liked that prayer. God was pleased with that prayer. Isn't it fantastic to please God with our prayers, with our thoughts, with our desires? And that's the beauty of the relationship that we have with God. We read his word, we put it in our hearts, we see his will. If our heart doesn't fully agree, we ask God to lead us and help us there. If we cannot do what God's word says we should be doing, we ask him to help us. Where you recognize that you have fears in your life, you see in God's word, he says, fear not. You say to God, help me. Please help me to overcome my fears. And he will. He will walk you through it. Then you go back to him in prayer the next day. You share with him what you've learned and you ask him to keep leading you the next day. The next day. And just like a relationship, you talk with that person every day when it's a close relationship. You talk to God every day. You fellowship and you walk forth growing stronger and more Christ-like every day. See, we've known John 14:12. We've read that in our Bible. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Let's stop there. Let's see if we can attain to the works that he did. He fed the 5,000. He walked in the water. Nobody who came to Jesus for healing was sent away. So we read that. So instead of kind of brushing it aside and going to another truth, seek the Lord's heart in that. Just humbly come to him. Say, Lord, I see it in your word, and yet I know I fall short. Help me. Help me walk the fullness of your calling for my life. You put Christ in me, and I endeavor to live in Christ. Help me to do what my Lord and Savior did. That's the relationship that the Lord wants with you, that you follow him and walk in his steps. So verse 31, the prayer was answered. They spake the word of God with boldness. Verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. This is what we need today. Great power. You know something? If I'm going to tell somebody I'm born again, I don't really need power for that. It might be nice, but I don't need it. If I'm going to give a sandwich to a homeless person, which is a lovely thing to do, I don't need power to do that. But power is needed if you are called on to demonstrate the reality of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We need power to be a witness, and we've got that power because we are born again Christians. We have got that power. I want to close out with a story. There was a pilot who was asked to fly a plane to test it, to put it through manoeuvres, fly it at different heights. And as he was flying the plane, he was at a good height in the plane, he was taking it to different heights, he noticed a rat chewing the fuel line. He knew that he didn't have time to land the plane. He knew that. So he made a decision. He was going to take it higher. He knew that he had oxygen as the pilot, but he knew that the rat did not. So he took the plane to an elevation where the rat couldn't survive. Oftentimes the church notices a rat on board and it panics and it tries to land the plane. This is not the thing to do. We need to move to greater heights. God bless you.